Hello and welcome to the Honest Property Investment Podcast. My name is Natasha Collins. I am the host of this podcast. I am also the founder of NC Real Estate, which is my firm of surveyors. What we do is we help landlords and property investors build commercial property portfolios. If you want to find out more about that, head on over to my website, ncrealestate.co.uk. Another bit of housekeeping that I want to note, we have changed our internal policy on where we tell you about live webinars and the free events that we do. We are only sending that out now to newsletter subscribers. So if you want to jump on our mailing list and you're not already there, I'm going to put the link below so you can do that. And also, you will receive our commercial property investment flowchart. You'll also get, if you'd like it, our goals spreadsheet and our commercial valuation or commercial deal appraisal spreadsheet. So if you want that, click on the link below and you will be told about the live workshops that are coming up. Hint, we have one scheduled for the 10th of April, so you don't want to miss that. This week, we have just passed the first quarter of the year. And it's a really good point to start reflecting. And I know from a lot of the feedback that I get that there are those of you who are getting incredibly frustrated that you're putting in offers, but they are just not being accepted. So today I'm going to go through the seven signs. The reason you're not getting offers accepted on commercial property is because your offer isn't being pitched properly, right? So let's see how we can tweak those offers. So the first one is lack of interest from sellers or agents. If you're not receiving any positive feedback or interest from sellers or their agents after submitting your offer, it could indicate that your pitch isn't resonating with them. When you put in an offer, you do need to tell the agent or the seller why you want to buy the building, what you're going to do to make sure that the purchasing process moves quickly, and how you can prove what finance you've got. So send them a screenshot of that, but also say, hey, if I'm getting finance, this is what I'm going to do, and this is how I know that it's going to take X amount of time. Fill the seller with confidence that you can do exactly what you say you're going to do. So do take a little bit of time to write all of that down in your initial email, putting in an offer. Number two, low number of counter offers. If your offers are consistently met with rejections without any counter offers or negotiations, it suggests that the sellers aren't seeing the value in your proposition. So if a seller or an agent isn't coming back and saying, hey, well, actually, we'd accept X, or we're not budging on the price because of Y, you're just getting a flat out no, it means that they haven't taken your offer seriously enough. Now, there are occasions when agents will say to you, absolutely not, way too low, way too low. Please go back to the drawing board and rethink this. At that point, you can say, well, why do you think the offer should be higher? What comparable evidence have you got? What have you seen that sold in the rest of the market that should give me the confidence that I should buy at that higher amount? Or maybe you can't afford to go up, in which case, fine. But if you have positioned your offer low just because it's offer number one, then you're going to have to detail why you think like that. Last week, I put in an offer on a building, well, two buildings, 50 grand below asking price. I phoned up the agent before the offer went in and said, I have found comparable evidence for other properties of this nature that have sold between 8 and 8.5%, and you are trying to sell yours at 7 to 7.5%. I cannot advise my client to get to 7 to 7.5%, so we are going to be bringing in our offer at this price. The agent was actually pretty reasonable and said, yeah, Natasha, you've done your research right, because maybe I've missed something, right? We're surveyors, but we're human. I'm a human being. There may have been something that I've not seen, which could give me another opinion of the value. But in this case, the agent had just said that they're trying their luck at the higher offer. So put in the offer that we wanted to put in, and he'll present it to his clients. That is what you need to be doing, especially if you are presenting a low offer. Explain yourself. Number three. Offer rejected without explanation. If your offers are being rejected outright without any explanation or feedback, it's possible that the presentation of your offer isn't compelling enough for sellers to consider. So, under the Estate Agents Act 1979, all agents do have to present their offers to the seller. But if you just get, nope, go back to my previous point where you're not giving enough detail at all for them to even think, yeah, this would be worth my while. So that detail is really important. Number four, no follow-up communication. If there's a lack of follow-up communication after submitting an offer, it may indicate that the sellers or their agents don't see the potential in working with you further. Usually, when this happens, I think, oh, they've got other sellers that they are more interested in working with. Or, sorry, they've got more purchases that they're more interested in working with. If I don't hear anything for a couple of days, I mean, I always give it 48 to 72 hours, but if I don't hear anything, it's worth picking up the phone to the agent and ask what's going on. If it's just that they're client hasn't responded to them, okay. If you're dealing with a seller that is a government body or a really big landowner, there is bureaucracy that they have to jump through in order to get an offer accepted, charities included within that. But if it's just a small landlord who's umming and ahhing, chances are they might have another party that they'd actually like to sell to. In which case, I would ask the agent outright, is there another offer that you are considering or your client is considering? What else is going on with this deal? Is there anything that I can do that will make my offer more favored? And that's what you have to ask. You know, be brave, be a bit bold. That's really important. Number five, difficulty in scheduling meetings or inspections. If you're encountering challenges in scheduling meetings or property inspections with sellers or their representatives, it could suggest number one, that they are completely unorganized, but number two, it could be that they think that you are a time waster. I have also had that this week where I have been trying to schedule viewings for a client, and the agent has come back and said, hey, we see this client so many times. Are they actually going to make an offer? Are they actually interested in buying this building? Why should we keep wasting our time showing this person a building when they're not going to come in with an offer? That is a fair point. Now, I didn't know that prior to asking me to work with them, that they'd already been out in the market and done that. I had assumed that they were new to the market and that they needed help getting out and about. So don't waste agents' time. They're never going to present you in in a good light. If you want to see buildings because you know it's something that you could buy. And then when you go to viewings, make sure that you're talking to the agents about the property, about the market, if there's anything else. You can tell them then why you like it and why you don't like it, so that they can show you things that are more to your liking. That's really, really vital. So don't waste agents' time. Don't just go out for the sake of going out. Make sure that you're going out to viewings on purpose. Number 6, offers ignored or forgotten. If your offers seem to be ignored or forgotten by the sellers or their agents, it may indicate that your pitch hasn't left a memorable impression or failed to address their needs adequately. Now, when I say ignored or forgotten, again, the seller has to, or the agent has to present the offer to the seller. But if you're not hearing much about it, or there's not a lot of activity from the seller's agent's behalf, or you're not being chased on anything and it just drifts off into the ether and all of a sudden days and times have gone by. Well, number one, I don't think you're that interested in the property either, because if I'm interested in the property and I'm putting an offer in, I am on that. I want to know answers so that I can change a decision, or I can change a figure, or I can do something better. I want feedback. So I'm always, 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 always asking for feedback. If you're not asking for that feedback, I would probably take that as a sign that, quite frankly, you don't want that property, and that's okay. But if the seller is dragging their heels, or the agent's dragging their heels and coming back to you, again, you need to present an offer which is very definite on what you can do. The offer should be, dear agent, offer for this property. Here's how much the offer is for. Here's why I'm offering this amount. Here is the time scale that I propose to complete in. Here is proof of funds for the amount of money that I have in my bank account right now. And here is proof that I can get finance on the rest of it. Here are the details of my solicitor. And finally, I look forward to this offer being accepted. Right? You are addressing everything. A seller can make a really informed decision. If you're not including that, you're not going to get your offer accepted. And finally, number 7, comparable properties selling faster. If similar properties in the market are being sold more quickly while your offers languish, it could signify that your approach to pitching offers needs adjustment to align with market expectations or seller preferences. You do need to understand what is happening in the local market and where and why sellers are pitching their properties at a certain price. Constantly trying to knock them down on the price because you've heard about below market value and that's what everybody does is rubbish. You are going to have to pay what the market is showing you that you should pay. If you don't do that and you just offer ridiculously low prices, you are going to look like a time waster, right? I don't believe that you should be going through hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of properties, like a lot of those gurus out there say, and just offering low, offering low, offering low, offering low, with the expectation that at some point an offer will stick. No, that's not going to happen. You need to be making informed offers. Informed offers mean you have done your due diligence, you have done your research into the area, and you are offering a fair price. Don't always be trying to haggle and get this bargain so that you can show off to everybody on social media that you've got 20%, 30%, 40% off. The only way that I am ever able to agree a discount in asking price is through research and saying, hey, This is what I found in terms of rents, yields, condition of the property, and this is why I believe the property should be a lower price. And that is when I get listened to. And that is when the biggest discounts are agreed. So again, don't be just putting out offer and offer and offer and offer and offer. No, informed offers are going to mean that you're going to spark that conversation between you and the seller or you and the agent, and they're going to enter into negotiations with you. If you take all of the advice that I have just given you, you will start to see your offers being accepted. Now, over on my Instagram page at NC Real Estate Limited, I am going to put out today a carousel of what I would add in an offer every time I was making an offer. Go to my Instagram and save that post so that you know exactly what you should be putting in an offer to make sure that your offers are accepted, or at least the other side comes back and negotiates with you. All right, everybody, thank you so much for listening to me today. I cannot wait to catch up with you again soon. Thank you so much for listening today. If you've loved this pod, make sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And make sure to leave a 5-star review, as this makes me so happy and it helps to boost the show and get it out there to more property investors. Finally, if you want to email the pod, you can write to me, Natasha@ncrealestate.co.uk. I cannot wait to catch up with you again soon.